talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably too fucked up. Tune's here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We got some crazy shit for you.
Cleaned out my laptop, so it runs a little better now.
Did we unplug the fridge?
I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it won't get me two weeks in a row, buddy.
We ain't rusty.
No, we're doing good. I unmuted everybody's microphone, and usually I forget to do that after I've muted them.
All right.
I unplugged all the loose dangles. I'll never be able to get sound again in our headphones.
Aren't they dongles?
Yeah.
Not dangles.
Rusty, buddy. Rusty.
Dangles top.
It's a good one, too.
No, he's a terrible one. Great legs. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins. To my right,
Chris Mullins.
To his right,
I'm Tim.
Lastly, there's Yams.
I'm here.
Not rusty at all.
Fucking get it, baby.
Yeah, it's what? We didn't record last week because it was -7 degrees. It's 27. I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
It's not true. I had to go get my winter coat before we started recording. Man, okay, so Tune, I want your opinion on this. We're the only ones at the table that have like played a competitive card game in like a tournament.
Yeah.
We used to play Pokemon when we were kids. Like everybody here knows how to play Magic. You know, we've all played card games before, but the tournament life is different. There's rules. You have to have a deck list, right? Mm-hmm. And if your deck list doesn't match your cards dead on, you get disqualified, that kind of thing. Well, I heard a story of a tournament, right? And this inspires me to be more petty in life.
I can only imagine like a deck list for a commander deck, though.
That's fucking ridiculous, probably.
It's 100 cards, ain't it?
Minimum.
Yeah, so...
And there's no
they're
cap.
They're all different cards.
There's no cap.
So you can't write down one and be like, times four.
Oh, fuck like, that. Yeah, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, but if you don't have exactly 100 cards, there's no way you're going to win.
Why?
And it's super competitive.
No, having less cards would be better.
Better. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's why...
So whoever has the bare minimum card should win.
Yeah, that's why it's 100 cards.
Right.
Yeah, it might be, in tournaments like that, it probably is a set number, in all honesty. But, okay...
It's like this, weight limit a race car. The fighter car's going to be faster.
Right. This was a story I heard about a Pokemon tournament, and like I said, this inspires me to be more petty, and more, at least be petty in more creative ways. So this guy is playing in a Pokemon tournament, he's turned in his deck list, right? He gets his ass beat. He loses, he's out of the tournament. How do you get revenge? You grab one of the guy's cards and eat it real quick. So his deck list no longer matches, he gets disqualified!
So he lost, ate the new top card.
Yeah, he just grabbed the top card off his deck, ate it, was like, Judge, you need to check his deck list. Well, I guess he's burping up Pikachu. I don't fucking know, but how great is that?
That's pretty great.
I never would have thought of that.
That's a new way to win.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, just to get even at least.
Yeah, you need to do it before you lose.
Yeah.
I guess. But like, if the judge is like, hey, this doesn't match. He's like, yeah, because that psychopath ate one of my cards. Are you going to believe him? Maybe not.
Probably.
Like, sir, did you really?
I assume there are probably witnesses.
Probably.
Of some kind. Hopefully. He gets by with it. That's fucking crazy.
I know. But, and like, what if it's a valuable card? That's fucked up too.
Beating somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm. No proof of you actually having it. Like,
you're already stuck in a room with just some smelly ass adults. Like, it's only going to make things worse.
Don't most people run like the fake cards or whatever?
Anyway. Proxies? In like tournament play, like for like to get to a championship, I don't think that's allowed.
No.
I think it's more of like a local thing. It's okay. Used to be anyway.
Yeah, so that's a Danny question on that shit.
Man, yeah. I just wonder.
I've been out of it for a while. I used to be qualified to judge Magic tournaments. That's how fucking cool I was. Nope, not Magic. Pokemon. It was Pokemon. I was a child.
I had a hold of that until you said Pokemon.
I was disappointed either way.
I found my Pokemon trainer guidebook that we got.
Yeah.
From the creepy ass dude at the fucking YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still have it, and it still got the punches and shit in it.
Like, no shit.
Yeah.
That sucks, because like, I had all the... Up, when we started going to Gas City, they'd give us actual physical badges and stuff. I don't have any of that stuff anymore.
Man, I think I have a couple.
All my shit got stolen out of the back of our mom's tracker. I had... Because when... I went to Gen Con for the Dragon Ball Z card game when it was at its height, and like, I'd made a deck there. I made it there 1 year. I went back the next year. So in that span of 1 year... The deck never lost a game.
Yeah.
Ever. Never even came close. And then your buddy John stole it. With my Sting bowling ball!
Do you have proof?
No, I don't.
All right, then.
So you didn't eat the card?
I mean, he probably did.
I feel like it was him. It's just weird because a lot of people don't see a geo tracker on Branson Street. Like, that's going to have something valuable in it. I'm going to check. You know?
Most people don't store fucking valuable things in a convertible. You just need a pocket knife to open.
I don't think it was locked.
Locking a convertible is the dumbest thing you can do.
You don't even need a pocket knife. You just push hard enough on the plastic. It'll probably crack in your hand.
Right.
A tiny ass tracker. You can probably just pick it up.
And then you just unzip it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's secured by a zipper.
Mom's was harder to break into because of all the nicotine.
That's true. It was tacky, man.
That's why I don't want a convertible. I'm like, it's just so easy to somebody just and hear my hands in your shit. Yeah, like, I'm it's cool. Fucking
bad.
I can't afford one, so it's all good. Yeah. I don't know, last time
I had a Sawzall.
Last time somebody broke into my car, they didn't take anything anyways.
They just took the whole ass van.
No. Somebody went through my car, ransacked it. They didn't want 9mm ammo. They didn't want any Twisted album. They didn't want.
You still got albums in your car.
Well, it has a CD player too.
Mine don't work.
No, mine does. Yeah. I don't know. There's still a fucking copy of what is it? The Eagles of Death Metal stuck in your van disc player.
Yeah,
dude, it'll still play, but you cannot have it back.
No,
it's too fucking rock and roll.
You don't
dude.
Randomly try to just.
I do.
Eject it, yeah.
I do. I've also tried pulling it out with pliers. It's not putting it up.
You fucked up my CD.
Probably.
That was given to me by a very special crazy man.
Yeah.
Oh, what a shame. All right, well, Yemsy, I think you're redeeming yourself.
I'm trying to, at least.
Yeah, no spoiled tea this time.
No spoiled tea this time. No, this is from Tennessee Stud. I picked it up while we were in Tennessee.
Last year.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is expired, too.
I shouldn't be. Shouldn't be.
Why not?
Why did you wait so long?
To be fair, I still have shit from the trip when I went down with the M's and Mandy's last year and got
right, but is it like moonshine that doesn't go bad?
No, it'd be it's like not the been same a whole shit. Year I only yet, buy cider.
No, it won't be
we haven't
March.
Went back yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so. I know, but I'm saying it's almost been
almost
a year.
We're good still.
Almost, yeah. It was March.
Yeah. But it's pineapple, mango, and guava hard cider.
This stuff usually hits pretty hard. I mean, we missed like a lot of deaths last week. What were they?
What?
No. Yeah, there's like famous deaths. Steph Curry? Something like that? That's not
no.
right.
No? What?
Who's the baseball player?
That died? Steph Curry plays
he's basketball. I know. It definitely wasn't him. But was it?
I didn't hear nothing about anybody with baseball dying.
Maybe he wasn't a baseball player. He's a famous sportsman. And he's no longer with us.
I know David Lynch died.
He's a director. I was going to get to him next.
I think someone else did die, but I don't know, Danny.
This is rough.
I mean, we're going to talk to like the Palisades. For the working class part of the Palisades. We ain't talked about that.
I guess we can.
Right? I have no idea what you're talking about.
L.A., fire.
Yeah, where all the rich people don't have houses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sucks. That does suck.
I'm talking about for the working class people that live in that area.
Well, the firefighters. Because L.A. is not taking care of their fucking firefighters. Granted, most of them are criminals that they just trained in jail or prison.
Courtney loves that show.
Cal Fire, baby.
Courtney loves that show.
So do I.
911 L.A.? That's
no, Fire Country.
Oh, I didn't know what Fire Country was.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It catches fire a lot. Does it? It does.
A whole lot.
Every episode.
It seems a little true to life.
It's kind of fucked up. You think they'd just move.
Just let it burn. Because then guess what? You have nothing for it to reignite. So, but they have zombie fires.
What the fuck's a zombie fire?
In L.A.? Like, California has zombie fires? They're underground?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
This is what it is. It's a fire underground.
And they're called zombie fires?
Yeah, because they randomly just pop back up because they get hot enough near the surface to start another fire.
Holy shit, really? Yeah. God, it's almost like people weren't meant to live there.
I'm saying.
It's weird. Like, the lack of water.
It's a desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should literally just fall off the map.
Well, it doesn't need to anymore. It's going to be a lot lighter, so that's going to take longer. LA is gonna be a lot.
I guess
lighter, yeah.
Maybe
a lot less structures on there, but just the videos of people literally bulldozing cars out of the middle of the road and shit. It looks like a fucking dystopian.
You see people go through and looting Emmys and stuff out of the houses.
That's
the cops trying to get them back and shit. Yeah. That's a couple videos.
Who would you rob?
Why is it funny? Why is it funny? Why is it less fucked up if they're rich than if they were poor? I don't understand that.
No, it's because what the fuck are you going to do with the Emmy? That's why it's funny. Why are you
selling
it?
Sell your fucking mantle.
Yeah.
I got this.
See?
Dude, you're going to get some major puss if you got an Emmy.
I got a melted Emmy. Check this bitch out. Like, it's a little tarnished.
Yeah. I know it says Tom Cruise, but, you know. It's mine.
Yeah. You're going to tell me it was an Emmy? It's like, fuck around, it's a Grammy. You have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, fuck a toady.
If you could steal one Emmy, though, whose are you taking?
Oh, Tom Hanks's.
Tom Hanks? Why?
I don't know if he has one.
Ah, sure, by now.
No, Tom Hanks definitely has an Emmy.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. When I was finding clips for the...
Does Robin Williams have one?
Yeah, you can't rob a corpse. That's not fair.
It's not his corpse. It's his house. Or wherever the fucking museum they have it in.
I'm just stealing it from Zelda.
Yeah, it's probably his daughter's house.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Just give me one.
Hmm. Does Will Smith have one? I'm going to take it. I'm going to give it to Chris Rock. I'm still not over it.
Okay. It's so weird.
What?
You're bringing up shit that happened 3 years ago.
It was like last year.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, man. I don't think it was that long ago.
No. That was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Did you say that was your boy's tablet?
My son's, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck's on the front of it?
Crunch. Grump.
Oh, Grump? That's it, Grump.
An e-book it would like me to purchase, but I'm not gonna. Why?
Oh, I thought it was something he was reading or something.
No, he doesn't really read a lot for fun, believe it or not.
I did it all the time when I was his age.
He just sticks around with Pokemon. Yeah, I know. You'd hide underneath the day bed and read fucking Goosebumps like an old kid. I was more of a Boxcar Kids myself. What? Boxcar Kids?
I know the Boxcar Kids. Is that over Goosebumps?
At the time, yeah.
Nah.
Dude, the only horror movie I'd seen was fucking Jason Goes to Hell and Faces of Death. So I didn't think I liked horror. Because that movie sucks, and that movie sucks. That was my introduction. You're lucky. I'm lucky I like horror movies at all now.
Nah, technically, like Ghostbusters and Beetlejuice would have been your introduction.
Yeah. Yeah, but there
Gremlins.
Horror. Like Gremlins, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Tremors.
Those are all horror comedies, though. We weren't laughing at Jason Goes to Hell.
What's the first word in that? How are you not laughing at Jason Goes to Hell? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Guys, he just wants his machete back.
No, I might.
It's Jason Goes to Hell.
See, if that would have been my first, I would have known.
Jason Goes to Hell does suck.
Oh, it's so bad. He's a slug.
I'll take his fucking
Amy.
He's got the black sheriff or whatever.
Like. I've seen like three Jason movies.
That's fucking weird.
It is.
There's only one worth watching, and it is X.
Well, I like the Michael Bay one a lot. It's really good.
First one's kind of boring nowadays.
The first Friday the 13th movie? I fucking hate it.
I tried to start over and watch the series from the beginning, and I'm like, ooh, I got to the third one, I'm like, I'm fucking done.
You made it that far?
I can't.
You almost made it to the hockey mask then.
Yeah. Like, I'm fucking done.
There's not enough titties to save the first movie. There's a lot of titties in it.
Not really.
There's not?
I think if Pamela would have shown him, maybe it'd be worth watching. Just out of the morbid curiosity. His mom?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. You know, that wouldn't be hashtag brave?
For who? For me?
All of us to go through, yeah.
No.
I say give her an Emmy. She's actually the only good part of that movie is her like little tirade.
Aren't Emmys for TV?
I have no fucking... That's the Golden Globes.
What are Emmys for?
Movies.
I know Oscars are your Academy Awards.
Oh, shit. Maybe that's
this was an Emmy. It's the one with the circle and the big wings. They were finally... They were like argued over to Emmy. I don't know,
but just somebody.
I've heard the words daytime Emmy. I don't know what that means.
Daytime Emmy's a thing.
Yeah.
Given
yeah.
to people, shows, or series that have made outstanding yeah. contributions to the television industry.
Yeah. Oh, well, so I want Tom Allen's Emmy.
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
You think he got one for Home Improvement?
Everything he touches is a success. Yes, I think he has Emmys.
Everything he touches is
every show. He's had for that plane of cocaine shows
that turned out not to be the success.
No, see, he's bad at that.
Well, we don't know how many times he did Improvement to Joe.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Probably like a whole lot.
Enough to keep wanting to do it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've seen the commercial for his new show, and it looks fucking terrible.
Why?
The one with Kat Dennings in it?
Yeah.
Well, nothing funny happens in it.
That's a sitcom. I don't expect it to make me laugh, Danny.
What?
No. I don't watch sitcoms because they're funny.
You don't watch sitcoms.
I'm watching his because of the cars.
Sinbad probably doesn't have one, does he? I wouldn't think. He should.
Sinbad?
Sinbad, yeah.
For what TV show?
The Sinbad Experience.
That was not a thing.
He had a show, didn't he? Didn't Sinbad have a show?
He definitely had a show of some kind.
Right.
Where Sinbad? He was like a stepdad Sinbad,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. His own, yeah.
Really?
I think so, or I'm just really misremembering fucking Jingle All the Way.
Or Cool Runnings.
I've never seen it.
Fucking wonderful.
You should definitely watch it.
I don't think he's in Cool Runnings, is he?
No, but just the fact he has in Cool Runnings.
John Candy is.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
God. Okay. And if anyone is a white Sinbad, it's John Candy.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess so.
It's Jim Candy.
That's a long time. Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, and to David Lynch. I've never seen a single second of his work.
I don't think I want to.
No, I don't think so. It's all so weird to be
actually,
weird.
Actually, I thought about watching Twin Peaks because I guess it's on Pluto or some shit now.
Yeah.
Which I could probably get somehow.
It's a series from the 90s.
Yeah, they rebooted it like a couple of years ago, too. That's really fucking good.
Yes.
Sweet Sue's. I don't know. Can't see it.
It has a horse on it. And a horseshoe and says stud.
Tennessee stud. I do like it. It's all black and gold and shit. I got 3.5 on that.
Hell yeah.
3.5 on the Sweet Sue's, 2 on the taste. It's not expired tea.
No.
Which, since we tried that, I used to drink the green rehabs like crazy, this green tea. I can't drink it anymore after trying that Geist.
Good.
I don't know what happened, but oh my God.
Purged you of it.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
I took a sip of the Cherry Cola Celsius.
Oh, uh-huh.
It tastes just like Cherry Cola. You'll love it.
Find it. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Sin Jones, bro. They also have a fucking Rainbow Sherbet Celsius, too. I didn't take a sip of it.
I'd probably try that.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Have you tried the new Dr. Pepper?
No.
The Blackberry?
No, haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, the Speedway.
Oh, okay.
I think McClure's has it.
I'm trying to. They're doing a.
He's over there having a seizure.
They're doing a cherry and cream Pepsi now, but I've only found it in 12 packs.
I'd probably just buy a 12 pack of it.
I thought about it. It sounds really fucking good.
I'll go 2 on the taste, and I'll go 3 on the bottle.
I can agree with that for sure.
Yeah, so I'm going to follow Chris's shit.
Yeah, I agree.
It was a 2 for me, so.
That's good.
Why was it agreeable when he said it? But I said the same thing.
You said 3.
You said 3.5. I didn't agree with that.
I know.
So I didn't agree with you.
To make you guys look like assholes. It didn't work.
But no, it's pineapple.
That's good.
Yeah, no, that's very good. Oh my God, my phone is vibrating because you sent me fucking Yams' number because we wouldn't stop talking. You're an asshole.
I just showed the contact in case you didn't know.
I went mark as red.
Did you review it?
Yeah, I said I agreed with Chris before you did.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
The fuck are you at, bro? Are you here?
I don't
know. Motherfucker.
On a boat.
When was the last time you saw
on a boat.
It's a cool boat.
Oh, that would be the world's best fucking Dr. Seuss book.
On a boat?
Yeah, but it's just you getting high. And there's no, the boat never shows up.
Sean told me he wants to start writing like children's books.
He's a bit macabre for that.
That's what I was like. He's like, and it don't have to be anything. But I bought the one last year at Astro. It's like the balls book.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, funny humor type shit. And the imagery, I think he could come up with it would be kind of cool.
Right, right.
It would definitely be aimed at like a darker base.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how mainstream a child's book called The Sweet Serenity of Death would go. Or The Bone Collector, you know? But, yeah, hell yeah, why not? When was the last time you guys saw the dude with the micro penis?
Been a while.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
I don't want to get eyes on him.
Yeah?
Pedophile cries in court after 11-year-old victim describes his penis as small.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
11-year-old's like seen bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, like what? What doesn't seem big to an 11-year-old?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my dad's got more.
Why would he know that? Why is this kid in your head of just a
whore?
I was gonna say costume. Well, whore works too.
Yeah.
Damn, Tim, you get around.
Yeah, he does.
I'm pretty sure you used last week's allowance money to pay for an abortion. He needs to keep in his fucking pants.
At 11.
They did write this as a poem, though. Roses are red, sunflowers are tall, pedophile cries in court after 11-year-old's victim describes his penis as small.
I like that.
What do you think his response was? In tears. He's crying. He's bawling in court because this
over that, not the fact he's going to get butt-fucked in prison for a couple years. Hopefully.
If he lasts that long. Yeah, if they just don't kill him.
Yeah, that's true.
She told me it was big in person. I don't know.
Why'd you fake gag?
I forgot that was a thing.
You liked it.
She a damn lie. I got inches.
Oh, it was a girl? Mm-hmm. In my mind, it was a boy. And because his dick was bigger, that's why I thought it was funny. The fact that it was a girl is so more fucked up. And I'm sorry. Why is that
more fucked up?
It just is.
What?
She's seen a bigger dick?
Yes!
We don't know that. Fuck? We don't know that. From what I've heard... You should have seen the way she was dressed.
Either way. Oh, my God. It was so much better when it was a boy.
Why?
It just was.
Oh, wait. When the child it's getting molested had a penis, this was not...
Yeah, because the 11-year-old boys could have been bigger than the pedophiles, and that's fucking hilarious.
This girl's might have been, too.
See, you're being weird and gross.
Small dick, big lips.
What? You're high as fuck.
Small dick, big lips.
Oh, okay. A pussy.
It's not a small penis. It's a fucking fat pussy.
I like how he just repeats it. You're like, oh, yeah. I'm still sitting there like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Long lips sometimes, man, look like a short dick. Like
he's like 10 minutes away from Ghost Potato King, the sequel.
Didn't they make that joke in like Clerks 2?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
I know there's a big clit.
Yeah, joke.
Yeah, fucking Jin has a big clit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. But to be in that situation and you're more mad about
a child. It never dawned on me that could be a girl, Dan.
I know. It's weird.
Damn, why I got it. Why the fuck would you say that?
Maybe that was just like his way of trying to get out of it. Like, I didn't touch her because my shit's bigger than she is saying it is. She's lying. I'm telling the truth.
But if that were the case, he would have just whipped it out. Apparently, he'll do it.
Another charge?
Yeah, that's a decent exposure.
In front of a minor. Indecent exposure, yeah.
I'm sure they already went through, took pictures, and measured his shit anyway for the details, like they did Michael Jackson.
They did measure Michael Jackson's dick.
Huh?
They did measure Michael Jackson's dick.
What, at his autopsy or something?
No, when he was in court and all the molestation shit.
I didn't follow that.
Yeah, he had to go in and, like, get his shit pictured and shit, yeah.
What did they do? Put him in a fucking lineup? Like, here's a bunch of pictures of dicks, kid. Pick one out.
I think so.
Do you recognize one of these dicks?
Is it the one with vitiligo?
No, it had a weird mark on it. Yeah. Like a birthmark.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome for that. Man.
Clearly, out of the 10 pictures of penises you've shown this child, my client's was not picked out.
You thought,
the fuck?
You thought you were having a bad day. Somebody had to measure Michael Jackson's penis, man. While he was still alive.
After he'd been inside children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is you know somebody would have been happy about it. Yeah. He's a big thing back then.
I think he mostly molested boys, though, and you're cool with that.
No, I'm not cool with that.
He's a little bit more cool with that.
I just think it's just a little bit.
It's just a little bit okay.
Your Honor, I think my client molested this boy. You're like, why are we even here?
He's sucking up and dealing with it. Don't cry, bitch.
I would love to have gotten laid when I was a kid. Preferably by a female, but like, life's not fair.
Yeah. And not in my asshole.
You'd rather be face fucked.
My
you're going to be molested as a child.
See, if
you would have taken it to
see,
the
this
face.
Time it was a woman molesting me.
This is the worst.
Same guy is still in trial, Chris.
That's Chris's problem.
Whatever.
He was molested by a girl. She just pegged him and he's unhappy about it. Yeah. He's like, I wasn't even the good guy.
It was going so right until it went so wrong. Yeah. Right at the end.
I had no idea.
I'll tell you what she didn't have. A tiny dildo.
Or a fat pussy.
I don't know. I didn't technically see it. And the fact that she fucked my face with it is awful. I was like, man, please turn me around and do
you're
this
you're getting
right.
Nothing out of this.
Neither am I. I've thrown up 9 times on your plastic dick. Oh, man. You know which teacher it was, too.
Teacher?
Yeah, in my mind, it was teacher's busting you. It was your orchestra teacher.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, and she was just face fucking you.
Yeah.
In between
classes.
Cool.
I had a horse head on.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Kirby?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Romano's probably drunk. She might have. Yeah. She's probably drunk too.
Actually, you gotta be careful. If you say that name too loud, he'll gag.
That's true.
Then in their house, going down into their lower finished basement, they have like a wall and their stairway is covered in wine bottle labels.
Yeah.
They drink a fucking lot.
Okay.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Kirby, like the one that ran the gas station?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. He was cool.
Yeah, he was cool. She was a fucking rapist, allegedly. This is why Chris always has that lifelong thing where if you put something right beside his face, he turns into it, his mouth opens.
This is always hurt.
That's why. You hear a
it's
violin.
It's fucked up because I thought it was an orchestra, but apparently it was banned because all I can play is the skin flute. It's fucking awful.
They told me I couldn't play the skin flute because I have a heart lip.
Yeah.
Well, the band was covered by Mr. Fox, so.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He creeped me the fuck out.
I don't think I ever dealt with him.
I only got the creeps from like 2 teachers. There's the guy that would turn red.
I was going to say the fucking art teacher.
The Which one?
I think it's the one that you got in a fight outside of
Mr. Funyan?
I want to say it was Funyan, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, my art teacher was a girl.
Like, yeah, I feel like he
was a dude.
In the creepy
in middle school?
No, high school.
Yeah, he was weird as fuck.
That's where I almost cut off Heath's hand at. Remember Heath went to school with?
Yeah.
Threatened to cut his fucking hand off with a paper cutter.
That's a creative threat.
Yeah, he's pissing me the fuck off.
I would hope so.
The faculty just came out.
I just want to try it. They make it look so cool with Usher. Have you ever heard of somebody... Okay, well, I'll just read this headline from the top. A Florida man's meat, cheese, and butter diet caused his hands to seep out cholesterol.
Ew.
What the fuck does that look like?
I don't know. It's never happened to me.
Like mayonnaise.
I was thinking butter. It's got to be oily. Just be like oil.
I don't know. I hope it is like mayonnaise, because then, like, he can just, you know, flap it at you. Like Spider-Man.
Flies off the finger.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, you're up 10 pounds.
That's so gross.
Oh, it's fucking disgusting, isn't it? Yeah.
Why would you go on that diet? Why does that sound like a good idea?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of people are doing the carnivore diet.
What was the weirdest diet we dude told me about last night?
Skin flu.
The guy that hasn't eaten in so fucking long.
Oh, he's going 6 months without food.
Why?
Well, he weighs almost 700 pounds.
Oh.
So
that's not a diet. That's just not eating.
No, he's doing 8 protein shakes a day.
Mm-hmm.
Those Premier, like, Ensure bullshits.
What if he eats them all at one time?
No, they're staged throughout the day. But he lost, like, 50 pounds in, like, 16 days.
Yeah, it's easy to lose weight early on when you're that heavy. So, good for him.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll drop 300 pounds by the time.
Within 6 months. Yeah. 60. For sure. Yeah,
that's crazy.
And then just all that excess skin. I know, it's off-putting, isn't it?
It's like flubber.
Yeah, it's like good for you. But it's like,
a good show, movie.
I didn't like it.
No?
Nope. Yep.
Wait, the original one or the Robin Williams one?
I've only seen the Robin Williams one.
I think I watched both. I think I enjoyed both.
Yeah. Like.
Let me see. Lily Phillips?
Who?
Lily Phillips. Nope. Has spoken out after adult... Oh, okay. So she was the one that was... she banged 100 dudes in a day.
Oh.
And she was on her way. Her next record was going to be 1,000 days. Or 1,000 dudes in one day. Sorry.
Someone did that.
Somebody just beat her to it. Yeah, somebody beat her to it.
Yeah.
It's fucking. It's a war now, man.
It's disgusting,
dude. When it was 100 or 300, whatever her previous record was, I remember somebody being a cameraman or somebody being interviewed. And he's like, "Oh, I don't." They're like, "How was that?" It's like, "Oh, I walked in afterwards and immediately threw up because of the smell."
Oh my god!
Times that by 10.
Yeah.
Fucking gross. What's the point? Like, what point of pride is there in this?
I read, like, the article on, like, the chick that done it or whatever, and she was like, I just really enjoy my job.
Yeah, okay, good for her. Like,
whatever.
And, like, how much, do they just have to come in you real quick, or does it have to be, like, in and out? Is there setting
up? No, it's just, like, in and out, I think.
Yeah, it don't have to be, like, a full-blown thing.
I feel like there at least has to be multiple pumps. Right?
I mean, I feel like there should be. There should be a minimum.
A minimum pump, yeah. And, like, Chris is fifth in line, and he has to go back to the in line because he came in 2 pumps, but it's a 3 pump minimum.
You gotta get one more.
He's like, sorry, I was thinking of a fucking teacher I had.
Yeah.
I've seen that horse statue over there.
How hard is the Dickens?
Okay.
Yeah, Bonnie Blue reportedly slept with 1,000 men
God,
in just 12 hours.
Yeah.
Lily, who once claimed to have been intimate with 100 men over the course of a day, had been preparing to attempt the same feat with 1,000 men in 24 hours. What's that training like?
I thought I screenshotted this shit for this. Cause I was
probably
like,
sticky.
I looked it up.
Yeah, probably.
Or slick.
I mean, both. Starts out slicky. Very slicky. Sorry. Yeah, slick and gets sticky. However, Bonnie's recent claim of having been with 1,057 men in half a day has seemingly put an end to Lily's aspirations. The bitch is just going to give up on her dreams.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean...
That's not a dream.
She
shouldn't be anybody's goal. Yeah, that's for like damn sure.
No, that's enough. I don't need to do no more than that.
Yeah.
1,057, man.
I've heard people say it does, like, terrible things to, like, the body and shit, too.
I don't see how it could be good.
12 hours, 60 minutes, 720 minutes. Okay?
Yep.
So, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Divided by 1,000 people.
Yep. Oh, God.
You got, like, 45 seconds with efficiency. Per person.
Now that's moving in and out too.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
No, I mean that's the person getting out. You getting?
Oh yeah, tagging in 45
seconds. 45 seconds.
Yeah, you're gonna want some like baton style system. Like you don't get hard until like your third in line, and then like once the baton's passed to you, you get in, you get out, you toss it back.
Right.
You know. And like, how do you?
Does she have a row of thumpers ahead of her?
Jerking off in line,
right behind each other. Because I watched the video I seen of it was them like walking past all the guys' feet. And they're all just hanging out, chit-chatting, fucking bullshitting in, like, a stairwell like we did for Attack of the Ninjas when Jimo walked by. Like, it looked like that kind of a lineup.
But they're jerking it?
You couldn't see that part.
See,
like, it was just ankles down.
If you're number 1,000, how have you stayed hard for 11 hours and 35 minutes or whatever?
I feel like you don't get hard.
I'm not showing up for the first 10 and a half hours at least.
Oh, you gotta show up early though so you get a spot.
I feel bad for the guy that came in line.
Is there really gonna be that many people in line?
There's a fucking 1,000.
I feel like, dude. I
figured they would have had these people picked out ahead of time.
Yeah, they had to vet these people.
Okay, and then...
Otherwise, you're going to have chlamydia fucking cubed.
Yeah.
Too late.
Right. Yeah.
What was her name?
Well, hold on.
She's just a big titty blonde, right?
Not really.
The new one, not the one that beat the record, not the one that.
Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie.
Or no, Lily Phillips is the one that broke the record. It's just, man, and like, do you tell people you were in that line? Probably not, right?
Somebody will.
But then, like, you're gonna get drunk and tell your mom or something. It's fucking weird.
That's Bonnie Blue.
It's better than the photo I have of her.
Let me see.
It's not jerk off with a thousand dudes hot, that's for sure.
And then what was the other one?
Oh, man, Lily Phillips. No, damn it. Yeah. Bonnie Blue.
No, I just had Bonnie Blue. Oh, I mean Lily Phillips.
Yeah, Lily Phillips is the one that actually... They look the fucking same.
Not really.
No, she's actually decent.
Oh, it's the girl that she was side by side with in the first picture.
Yeah, that was both of them.
Nice.
It's just, man, ew. Yeah? I don't get it. Like, do you pop Viagra when you wake up? Just in case?
No, it's like a Blue Chew 2 hours, like an hour before.
So get in line, pop a Blue Chew. Okay. Get hard with the boys, chit chat. And how was your weekend?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah? Did you hang out with the family?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You hear any weird fucked up stories about child molestation?
Nope.
Huh.
Not weird at all.
You'd be the weird guy with the small dick in between two black guys. Just like, well.
You know what? I'm actually going to jerk you guys off. Because I want to know what it feels like to hold something.
I'm going
to
just face the wall.
Yeah. Dude, I'm taking headphones. You're not talking to me. You know?
I like how we're just assuming they're all completely naked.
No, like, they still had, like, boxers and shit on, like, socks and everything. Like,
oh, I figured they were butt-ass naked. I guess this probably happened outdoors, huh?
What? No, it was inside.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm going to have a thousand...
I just figured it'd be a don't you do hair out sweatpants, honestly.
Outside.
No, it was just, like, basically, you could see, like, their knees where their boxers were at, and then down, and that was it, so...
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just
hanging out, chit-chatting, bro, waiting their turn.
I guess. And, like, do you get nervous or excited seconds. When it's your turn? You know?
Well, I've done eyeballed everybody in front of me.
Right.
Yeah, I'm probably out.
She's probably asleep.
I don't think there's going to be so much fucking friction burn. You're not
she
sleeping.
She said the next day she didn't feel that bad.
She's fucking lying. Well, yeah, she's on hella drugs.
It could be both.
Hella drugs.
She's got an oil pump handy. Just squeezing it, get oiling it up, right?
No, I figured out you just shove an ice pack up your vagina and it's not so bad. It keeps falling out.
Yeah.
That's a bummer. But you just put some scotch tape over it. Call it good.
Scotch?
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking graph tape. Yeah.
Some duct tape, maybe. I don't know. It's just, man. Ow. And like, it's so on the internet and shit. So like, your family's going to know about it. It's just awful, man.
This is crazy.
The shit people do for 15 minutes of fame just fucking blows my mind.
Well, the Hawk Tour girl's still missing.
What?
Right?
Where is she?
She's never done another. Huh? Where not my basement.
You don't have a basement. Do you have
or
an attic?
Do I? Yes, technically.
There we go. She went missing unless it's the crypto scam?
Yeah.
Really? She just disappeared?
Yeah.
Good for her. Still everybody's money that was, in all fairness, dumb enough to give it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, she earned it, as far as I'm concerned.
Kinda.
Like,
if she took my money, I wouldn't be saying that, but I wasn't dumb enough to give it to her.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You came out of nowhere for 15 minutes. I'm not going to send you money for bullshit crypto.
No, and for a podcast, it probably wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Clever ass name, though. Talk to her.
Yeah.
That's smart.
She didn't come up with it.
No. No. She didn't. All right. We got somebody selling a Nintendo Switch on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. I need the dangles.
The dangles? I am selling my son's Switch. I made him a deal to quit pooping in the shower. Apparently, he cannot do that and thinks it's funny when
Wait,
I...
how old is this? What?
It doesn't say.
What do you mean it doesn't say?
It doesn't say. I don't know.
I've had Blaine take two shits on me while he's in the tub.
Really? Parker never did that.
Yeah, twice.
Hell yeah.
Man. I mean, I never really made no customer. She's a girl, so...
You're weird about genders, huh?
Very much
real
so.
Weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He still gives Jacob a bath. It's weird.
On that.
I never raised my kids.
Yeah.
Didn't take a shower with the boy. No bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't take a shower with
I've
that,
like washed her hair and stuff before.
I've showered with my dad. Like at the
restaurant. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
It's not that uncommon.
It's pretty weird. Especially if you're like super young and like you're just, your head's by
his
balls.
I've seen my dad dig so many times. We lived at the rescue mission. Like,
I can honestly say I've never seen mine.
Yeah, it's just community shower,
that would be
bro.
Weird.
Like, yeah, you barely know the man. Honestly, wait, what about old dad? What about Troll Bear? You had to. Yeah,
unfortunately I have.
You walked in on a threesome. Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, you seen his butthole, huh?
I don't like the way you said that.
No, I never gazed into that eye. I would have probably never came back. I would have killed myself.
Dude. It's like the fucking eye of Sauron. All right, so this kid's shitting in the shower. Apparently, he cannot do that, and he thinks it's funny when I step in his steamers in the morning.
The fuck?
You turn the fucking light on?
I've gotten got like this.
If that happened once, you look down every time you go get that shower.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My son didn't do it, but my puckle did get me once, man. And like,
in the shower?
He shit in the shower, right? And like, I didn't look. I just
at this house?
Yes.
Okay.
He wasn't jumping into a bathtub. That dog was fat as fuck.
Yeah.
I have an old person shower here. And he shit in the shower. I didn't know, right? So I get in there, I turn the Bluetooth speaker on. I reach in, I fucking crank that water on. Right? And I get my music playing, I get undressed, I step in right into wet, wet, wet dog shit. Super wet. So I'm butt ass naked, screwed out. Godzilla, you motherfucker! One of the many times I regretted naming that dog that. And yeah, my wife's just laughing her ass off. So now I look down when I get in the shower.
There's no fucking way.
R.I.P. though, huh?
There's no recovery for that.
No, dude.
That dog would have been dead on sight.
Well, he is.
No, I mean, like, then.
He didn't. It was a lot longer. Oh,
my God. I would have broke my foot kicking that dog.
Man, why did I think the Puggle was still alive in Clint Dog?
It's called wishful thinking, dude.
Been inside, fucking dream man. World.
Yeah.
I don't know. Quinn's starting to become more of a normal dog now that we got Darby. Like, she actually went bye-bye with me yesterday and didn't have a panic attack. And Shayna wasn't with us.
What?
Bye-bye. We took her bye-bye.
We're not the dogs. You don't have to talk to us like that.
Me and Parker take her bye-bye, dude. We took Darby, too, but we took him separately. Just to a gas station, bought him a Slim Jim, brought him back.
And where'd you take the other one?
To a different gas station to buy Slim Jim, and I brought him back.
Don't you know the same gas station?
That's weird. I just left.
You could have just bought that man and that child was just in here buying a Slim Jim, and now they're back 10 minutes later.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
That's probably not his child. Totally I'm calling the police.
Dog, the thank God the kid with him was a boy.
Weird.
Otherwise, that'd be so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be so weird. Jesus Christ.
Fucking yeah. Chris Hansen shows up.
Yeah.
Talking about you got funny in Slim Jim.
Enjoy that Slim Jim. It's going to be
next to some asshole at the train station today that literally was making this dude listen to a conversation about Chris Hansen's podcast for 20 fucking minutes.
Out loud?
Yes. No.
Like he had...
No, he was like recapping the episode of Chris Hansen's podcast.
Oh, hey. My brother?
No. Does he listen to Chris Hansen?
Oh, I don't know. He just recaps everything down to the fucking T, so.
No.
I don't know. But yeah, so let's see. It all works and we'll, so the switch is going, it all works, and we'll demonstrate upon arrival. Comes with Animal Crossing, Mega Man X, Super Smash Brothers, Breath of the Wild. It's not the light, it's a full-sized one. I know I'm taking a loss with the money I spent on the darn thing, but stepping on a cornback rattler in the shower each morning is really upsetting me and gross.
Where's this for sale at?
I don't know, it's cropped out of the photo.
Fuck.
Yeah. I know.
These are sold?
Probably.
Well, how much was there's not a price?
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
No phone number? We can't reach out?
It was cropped out, sorry. Oh,
fuck.
I also have a DM here from Matt Cardona. Matt Ryder from the
hold
WWE.
Hold on. I don't give a fuck how old that child
Ryder,
is.
Dumb bitch.
All right, that child is Matt old enough to play those games.
Yeah.
It's got to be 5 or 6 at least, minimum.
Oh, for Animal Crossing? Okay?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That little motherfucker is getting picked up and dropped into that fucking shit-covered shower. And he's going to clean that shit up and be like, he is
just
not going
to... Wet the entire tub and just roll him in it.
Yep, like, motherfucker,
I would hop on my dry foot to his room and just start smearing it all over his bed.
Oh, yeah.
My shit foot?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that to Godzilla. I kind of just shamefully got in the shower and washed myself off.
No fucking way.
Dude, it wouldn't have been as bad.
I would have moved.
What? Why?
I just...
You don't think
I would have left my family.
Spray down the drain, bro.
You don't think anybody's shit in your bathtub?
No.
You're lying to yourself.
There's no way.
You're fucking lying to yourself. I'm not even saying it was a kid. I'm not even saying it was a kid. It might have been you or your wife. What are you shit in the shower? I know you have. Your weird bathroom habits.
It's still fucked up.
Weird bathroom habits.
It's still
like I have never shit in the shower.
I haven't either, but
me neither.
Let's
never.
Let's put it this way. Somebody that lives in your house won't name names. Used to use human dookie as hair gel.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody's pooped in your bathtub, bud. I'm sorry.
It's happening, chance. Man. I'm just gonna buy a new bathtub next week.
Just in case.
Shit. Something.
As long as it's not a comically large television.
It's humble and modest.
You're a fucking asshole.
I fucking want it.
It's so heavy.
I want it.
I know. It's nice.
It's massive. Not that bad.
What size did you get?
86. That's what you got, right?
He's big.
Yeah.
No, he called and he's like, can you come to Walmart in your work van? I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, man, I might have bought a TV that's too big for my car. I was like, you fucking asshole.
I didn't buy shit.
I know. And Courtney's like, I wasn't planning on buying it.
I miss my old TV. a lot.
Well, it also probably has shit on it now, so.
Probably.
Ah, bad. Yeah, I don't know. So this is to Mr. Cardona. He's a professional wrestler. Zack Ryder, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Woo, woo, woo. That guy?
I just started watching Raw since it's been on Netflix.
Who?
Matt Ryder. No, okay. Well, it doesn't really matter.
We knew Josh Ryder. He's the one that burned down the school.
I don't think it's related.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so he got this DM. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a big bodybuilding wrestler, bro.
It's definitely not Josh.
Good morning, Mr. Cardona. This is taking me 7 years. Oh, yeah. This has taken me 7 years for me to say. This has taken a lot of courage for me to say, sir, but my name is Will, and I'm a 26-year-old bodybuilder from Tampa, Florida, USA. I have spent 7 years watching your content. It's very motivating and inspiring, but it just...
The content, as in the wrestling or his toy shit?
Both, man.
Okay.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say I really want to worship your muscles and smell your farts.
Oh.
Sir, I've thought about your farts every hour of every day for 7 years. I think about what they smell like and what they sound like constantly. Matt, even when I was in college, I graduated but had a hard time studying and focusing because I was thinking about your farts. Sir, the sirs are hilarious. Like
this has to be another wrestler, like
fucking with him.
Oh, yeah. You'll find out. Sir, as I studied my course books in college, the sound of your farts would pop into my head and taunt me.
Where the fuck do you hear this man's farts at?
I don't know. Is he known for farting in the ring? Or
no.
Want to slip out on national TV?
Yeah, is it, did he fart on his show? Like,
I don't think so.
No YouTube channel?
Is it like a bedroom thing he's into?
I don't know. Okay. I'd fart on his wife, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Oh, it's Chelsea Green.
I know who she's an attractive woman. I just don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Well, anywho. I figured it's not Nia Jax.
No. Jeez. Okay, so he's being taunted by the farts.
Jeez. Jeez, Ray.
That's an ugly chick, man. She's big.
All right. Jeez. She was a model. She can't be that unattractive.
What?
When?
Before she was a wrestler. Nia Jax. Nia Jax. She's The Rock's niece.
Where?
Overall.
Where? I have no idea what's going on.
She's on the larger side. Now.
No, this bitch is like a fucking Amazonian, bro.
They're all. Anyways.
So was that stripper we got daddy that one time.
Yeah, that's fun. Alright, so he can't concentrate because all he hears is the farts. Now you're looking at Nia Jax. Okay. Yeah. I don't think it's like a.
No, but it's just like she would whip my ass and she is just.
I'm not going to try to fart on her. Yeah, she's definitely beating
me
up.
Yeah, like she looked like she whipped my ass. Like,
she's the one that took a bump on the apron.
She looked
the
like she ate Mariah Carey.
Oh, Chris is so hard right now. He's so incredibly hard.
To be so lucky.
Yeah.
To be so lucky.
No, that's the same wrestler that fell on her ass on the apron of the ring and went, ow, my hole! Really loud into the camera. So I think she's great. I
would never brush my teeth.
Do what?
I would never brush my teeth.
After eating her farts?
Mariah Carey.
Oh, I didn't even lie to Jax. I was like, damn, you did a 180 on that one.
No,
I'd eat her farts and I'd never look back.
Yeah.
All right. Farts in his head. Please let me know what you think about potentially meeting up and please get back to me. I would really love to meet with you and smell your farts. My face and nose want them. I would do anything to be able to meet you in person sometime soon. Sir, I really want to smell your gaseous sulfuric farts. Please let me know, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Will.
Just Will.
Cordially yours, Will. Yeah. So, of course.
Huh? Cordially?
Yeah, cordially. So, of course, he posted this on Twitter because he's like, this is freaky as fuck. Can't believe this happened. The first comment.
Will,
don't expose me like this, man.
You exposed yourself.
Will Ospreay. He's great. Another wrestler. Yeah, yeah. So it wasn't really him. And then Matt just responded with, fuck, LOL. So, yeah, man. What's a weird thing to be into?
Farting. Shit. Like, shit plays a weird thing.
And, like, bodybuilders are known for their toxic farts. Like, even Vince McMahon would, like, because he was a man-child, would lock the cars in his, or the windows in his car and then fart and everybody would throw up because they were so gross from all the protein powders and shit. Like, it's a known thing. So he wants a bodybuilder with known rank-ass farts fart in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been haunted by something like a fart?
Yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine, like, you're sitting there, you're studying for the finals at college and your mind's here, you just hear, psst. You know?
Right.
And then you get too hard to finish your work.
Yeah.
Like, God, I gotta go find a line of about 1,000 men jerking it right now.
Right.
Oh, they have sex with a woman at the end? Even better.
Gross.
That's what I thought Danny was going to say.
Is she farting? Because if so, fucking sign me up, dude. Yeah. I do have a. I have something else for us to try.
Let's do it, babe.
It's on brand, man. It's. I found my son found it. He's so brand. Fucking proud of himself, dude.
It's on brand.
So fucking proud of himself
for finding it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Fireball.
Now, does he like Fireball?
Yeah, he loves it.
Okay.
Which 12-year-old doesn't?
Oh, I'm just curious.
I would love to see Parker take a shot of Fireball.
Oh my anything. God, I would throw it. What do you mean anything? Well, if he was a girl, he wouldn't say
that. He's a 151.
Yeah. I don't think he could hang.
I don't think he could either. I think if he did, he'd be very grounded.
Why?
It's Fireball naturally flavored sweet cinnamon heat hot sauce. A whiskey flavored hot sauce inspired by the flavors of Fireball. And boy, fuck, is it.
Is that hot?
No.
No?
No, it just tastes like ass.
It's just straight cinnamon.
Now, would you like it straight or on a tortilla chip?
No, I don't want a chip.
You want a chip?
Yeah, give it to me on a chip.
All right, let me pause this real quick.
I really thought it tastes like Nashville hot.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
No? You need to shake that shit first.
Okay, so we've applied it to tortilla chips. I have already tried it and can say I absolutely fucking hate it, but cheers.
I didn't mind it.
It's not good, but I don't like cinnamon. And Parker's right, there's a hint of banana. There's a slight hint of... Oh, fuck.
I kind of like it, dude.
You're on a fucking crack, dude. That is awful. Zero thumbs. Fuck.
I don't mind it.
Yeah. Really?
It's decent.
What are you going to put it on?
A banana.
A banana? I'm saying like a burrito. Like a you're not going to want cinnamon in it, right?
Yeah, you put it on dessert.
Ew, no. What?
I'd put that shit on ice cream.
Ew, I have ice cream.
Yeah. Wow, oh, that's good on chips. That could just fire on those chips.
That shit's garbage, dude.
I like it.
Yeah, zero thumbs. You guys can fight over it. I don't want it.
You can have it.
Okay. Thanks.
If I actually use it, you can have it.
If not, fuck you.
I don't know.
They also had Southern Comfort Sweet Heat hot sauce, and I would have rather tried it, but my son thought
this was fun. SoCo sucks, dude.
SoCo's gross, dude. God, I couldn't tell you. It was never a go-to of mine.
I give that a thumb and a half, though.
You're so full of shit.
It's unique.
In the sense that it tastes like fucking Fireball.
Yeah.
I think it would be good on chicken wings.
No, it fucking wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And it's not real strong.
No, it's not really strong.
It's actually really mild.
It's not super hot.
I do taste some banana in your drink, though.
It was.
And I think that's in the whiskey.
Could be.
When I ate it straight, not on a chip, it was worse. Right. On a chip, man, it tapers it a lot.
I tried it on a chip earlier, too, and still didn't like it. So.
Yeah, but you don't like cinnamon. Mm-mm. Just like you claim you don't like mint and dark chocolate and stuff, but then sometimes you try stuff with mint and dark chocolate, you're like, oh, this is actually good.
When has that ever happened?
That's happened the at least three times I can think of.
Of mint chocolate?
Cider.
No, just, I'm talking about syrup sometimes.
Yep. Oh,
cider, separate. He did like the ciders.
No, I didn't. The mojito one? I just re-listened to that episode.
Motherfucker, we said mint and dark chocolate. We didn't say fucking mojito,
oh, it was
bitch.
Like a whiskey or something, right?
It was a cream.
A cream, yeah. That was...
Oh, yeah, that fucking...
That was awkwardly fucking good, though. I don't see how anybody couldn't like that.
Exactly.
It was so smooth and clean.
That's one of my top three fucking liquids that's ever touched my tongue.
The first is Mariah Carey's liquid
torts. Mint and lime.
Do what?
Mint and lime was a mojito.
I know. I don't like those. I'm getting so I kind of don't hate dark chocolate.
I love dark chocolate.
Yeah. Although today I did try a white chocolate Toblerone instead of a dark chocolate one. And I got to say, your wife's fucking crazy. Those things are gross.
Oh, dude.
What the fuck? What's the crunchy bits in it? What is that?
I think it's toffee.
Toffee has a flavor.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Isn't this just caramel. A rice cake?
Toblerone? No, this is a little pyramid triangle cake.
Nah, that's the one, yeah. I don't mind those.
Yeah.
It's like chocolate by the yard.
Too, yeah.
They suck dick.
I can't stand them.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
Parker fucking loved it.
I've never ever tried it. I bought Courtney some, but I've never tried it myself.
No, they're hard to find.
I had them at work, or they had them at work, and I swiped a couple. And man, I've tried dark chocolate and white chocolate, and I gotta say, they both fucking suck butt.
Dude, they're bad.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, I only know one person that likes them, and that's your wife.
Yeah.
See what
it's
else
not
I have.
Picky, though.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen the new PETA ad?
PETA?
Yeah.
I thought it was like still alive and kicking, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
That sucks.
Unsettling PETA ad features sobbing burger giving man blowjob.
Sobbing what?
Burger. Sobbing burger giving man blowjob.
So is it a cow?
No, it's a hamburger with eyes, and it's crying with its mascara leaking, and it's sucking a man's penis.
How?
I don't know.
Where's the penis?
In its mouth.
What?
I don't know. It looks like he's fucking the hamburger. It's not sucking his dick. I don't know. I haven't seen the video. I was just curious if you guys had.
No.
And like, how's this supposed to make you a vegetarian? Like, if meat's going to suck my dick, I want it around
more. I hope there's a bunch of people that write in and ask for them to make more.
It's like they're everybody's
like, jerking off like to into it, like, it and shit. Yeah, yeah. I really fucking like
it. It just blows their whole budget on fucking AI ads or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah. That looks like real puppetry, honestly.
Really? Mm. Damn. I mean, it's like I really had a dick in his hand. It's fucked up. Jeff Dunham would never.
I guess maybe it's supposed to be the fact that it's sobbing. The hamburger's sobbing, so it's like not happy to give the blowjob.
Or gagging.
But yeah, I've seen the pornos where the mascara runs, and they seem right
and
as right.
They love it.
They love it. Yeah. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I don't know. It has happened. What?
I can't remember the last time I seen a porno where both parties looked even remotely happy.
Yeah.
It seems like they just crank them out so fast. Like, they're just like, this is... Why?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. This is somebody named Jamarcus posted on Facebook. Well, it has happening again. I have been shot in the groinal region by a firework, this time by my own grandson.
Oh, damn.
I know it's fun to celebrate New Year's, but we need to celebrate responsibly. Spelled very incorrectly. With no fireworks, please. Happy New Year's to all of our neighbors. How many times do you have to get shot in the groinal region by someone? And like, now you're calling him out by name, essentially.
Right. You know, it was like his son done it originally.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His son just taught his kid how to hold a Roman candle just
it
right.
Shot Gramps right in the
dick. Yeah, Gramps on a dick. It'd be funny.
Or the dongle? What was it? It was
dangle.
The dangle.
It's the dangle, yeah. Danny. Come on.
Here's a personal ad. Are you a man who likes hairy women?
No.
I don't mean just a bit of hair on her cat, but loads of hair everywhere. Oh. Do you like to run your fingers, nose, and tongue through the hair?
No.
Well, I am that woman, and I want a man who wants the world's hairiest woman. He also has to be intelligent, honest, non-judgmental, and open-minded.
Nice.
Who the fuck are you to be picky?
Who? That's how she ends it?
No. I'm asking her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let me see. And honestly, you don't have to say, hey, are you open-minded if you're having a conversation? Because like, yeah. Yeah, he is.
Right.
Yeah, he's about to fuck the wolfman. Yeah. It's pretty open-minded. What a dragon to ride.
Oh, yes.
Let's see.
One time, man. Like Super Bush Lady. Yeah, man.
I'd fuck a werehorse before I fucked a wolfman.
Just kind of didn't know it was there. And it's just like, well, fuck. Like, I'm already here. It was rough.
I already took my shoes off.
I've waited behind eight other dudes.
You knock on the door, like, before you enter, and then it's just padded. Like, whoa. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It had a hell of a welcome mat.
Shit, man, I went to, but it huffed and it puffed and it blew me down, man. Yeah. Let's see. Non-judgmental, open-minded. I'm not attractive, but have other qualities that make up for it. I'm partial to hairy men myself, but it is not a necessity. I am overweight, built like Roseanne Arnold. But am no couch potato. Please enclose, if interested.
Nice.
Is there photos of said Roseanne?
No. I mean, there's photos of Roseanne. Just picture that, but hairier. But like,
new Roseanne.
You're gonna be picky. It's not the best. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's a long one. What is this? Am I the asshole for refusing to have sex with while the cats are watching?
What?
This lady wants to know if she's an asshole for refusing to have sex with her boyfriend while the cats watch. This story takes...
Fuck them cats.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck how many cats watch.
I used to tell ISIS to get out of the room because that bitch was just standing at the foot of the bed and
fucking
watch.
Fucking Daisy will participate.
No, Sam will get up there and start licking whatever we're showing. So yeah, I know we started shutting the door.
Nah, Luna's got kicked enough times that she knows we start fucking around, she hits the fucking road.
No.
This makes it sound like he accidentally fingered her once.
Kick the fuck out of that dog a couple times, though.
Okay, so my husband is adamant we have sex with the cats in the bedroom so they can watch us.
Oh, no, see, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, this story takes no, that's creepy. No, it's him that's creepy.
This story takes such a fucking 180, dude.
Yeah, he's closing the cats in the room. Fuck that.
He even went as far as dressing our cats up for the occasion with little party hats. I honestly...
Okay, what if this guy's just, like, funny? He's making a joke out of it because he knows it's not going to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. If you're making jokes with me and you have an erection, I'm not having fun. What? It's not fun.
That's half of my humor.
Look at it. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah.
Why aren't you laughing?
Yeah. Dan, we've been doing this show for how long?
Oh, quite a while. Why?
All right.
almost 9 years. It honestly creeps me out, but I also want to make my husband happy. I told him no, and we had a big fight about it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a thank you for the update.
I think she needs to buy a cat costume.
Thank you. Not sure where he bought the party hats. Could have been Walmart.
That's all the follow-ups. No, really, it's not. Hats for my cat.
Somebody was just curious about where he got the hats.
Yeah.
Fuck everything else.
My cat has a sombrero, but I can't get him to wear it.
She dresses up in a cat costume. He's probably just going to sit there and masturbate.
Watch me.
Lick your own asshole while I do this, please. It really gets me going. Let's see. the cats obey him. He believes he can hypnotize them. He did a course on it.
Run.
And for some reason,
fucking run,
they always follow him
in the backyard
and let him do whatever he wants with them, which makes it sound like he fucks the cats.
This has to be the fucking cat trainer we used to watch. My cat from hell or whatever, remember?
The fucking guy with
the signboard, the signpost and shit? Dude.
Did he also fuck cats?
Dude, probably. Was crazy as fuck. Probably.
Yeah. He was fucking awesome.
Okay, so he said he gets super aroused by having the cats watch. It's this weird childhood dream of his. I just laugh it off.
Childhood dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Run. Yeah. You're buried in the backyard.
With cats watching, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just laugh it off when he talks like this until he started giving me an ultimatum. Like, watch the fucking cat. Let the cats watch us have sex or we're getting a divorce, which is a weird hill to die on.
Yeah.
I'm at my mother's house right now taking a break because of the fight. I didn't tell my mother because she should just be concerned.
Because she's an honest woman. Because she's
a normal person.
Yeah.
I love him so much, I'm actually considering buying some sexy lingerie and put those stupid little hats on the cats and wait for him in bed when he comes home from work later. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm just so lost right now.
They're both weird.
Oh, yeah. The fact that she's even fucking thinking about it. That dude's fucked a cat.
That Jackson Galaxy.
Yep, that's his name.
Go fuck yourself. What?
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's... We watched hours of this show.
Why?
Why? Because it's fucking awesome. Because these cats will fuck him up.
Cats will fuck him up. They'll fuck up the owners because people don't understand. Don't fuck with cats. That's not how you own a cat.
There's a whole movie about it, yeah. That guy's definitely fucked a cat, though. How many inches is too much, ladies? Somebody posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
Jason Elkins with the comment. I remember I stuck my whole fist in a chick once, and it's not my thing, but, you know, yellow. And I was nervous to actually go past the knuckles, and this chick who weighed about 135 pounds with weights in her pockets grabbed my wrist and pulled it inside of her. Then said things like, play with me like I'm a puppet, and said, snap your fingers. And ladies, fellas, I haven't viewed life the same since.
We know
I didn't
her.
Try to snap my fingers.
No, but I think we know her.
But she definitely backed up into it and wanted it.
Yep. Cool, man. I know you guys are the same woman's the only reason I saved that. Yeah. And I didn't know if, like, you did finger puppets or what the etiquette was. Do you give yourself a thumbs up?
Gang signs.
You kind of move shit around.
If I ever, and then fist.
Yeah. And if I ever fist someone, I'm going to throw around. Two sweet
it's
up
weird.
Inside of a woman.
Yeah, that's a weird thing, yeah. You really don't know what to do because there's no protocol for it.
To Matt. Right, Tune.
Yeah.
You wolf kiss her cervix.
Ew.
Ooh, I hit her B spot. I don't know what that means, but she's lactating now.
Oh, yeah.
She said, woo! Another flare. What's the... I was trying to imitate the song one.
The song one?
How are they fucking like wooing the song, the intro music?
What song, bud?
To the fucking wolf, the NWO, goddammit.
Oh, the wolf pack. Fuck.
Yes.
It's more of a... Wolfpack is back, causing mass destruction.
Yeah.
If my partner smokes weed and I drink her piss, would I test positive?
I'm gonna go with no.
Sorry for the dumb question. Genuinely need to know. Like I know you're laughing at me right now, but I need fucking help.
I don't know.
I don't think so because that's waste, and your body shouldn't absorb it because it should register it as waste as well. And I should pass it on through.
But I'm saying you hold marijuana in your system, though.
Yeah.
It stores in your fatty cells.
But, like I said, it's not going to process it and take it in because it's considered waste. It's been expelled with waste.
Oh, I've taken it in, bud. I can feel it.
Not through urine, though, bro.
No. But
if you have, we need to have a different conversation.
I thought you meant coming from her, just like not him taking it as waste.
Say, he had to smoke weed just to smile for the first time today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking sausage or bacon, Chris.
Fucking bacon. Whatever you want, babe.
That's for us, dude. I don't know. So the top comment is, there's only one way to find out. Please test and report back. So people are curious.
Tell them I think it's safe. Just tell them to go ahead and go for it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Is it wrong to ejaculate on a dead partner's grave?
Nah.
It's public masturbation, so I feel so. But.
Well, you don't rent curtains.
I paid for that spot. Fuck you. It's mine.
If you set up curtains like you're getting changed, yeah. You're actually jerking off on, I don't know, your uncle's grave. That's not the one I would jerk off to.
You got a tent set up in front of it, and you just open the door?
I don't think you're allowed to, like, camp.
I don't think we have one I want to. jerk off one.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Let's say for the time your partner was alive, you guys have never had sexual intercourse, but you were planning on it.
It's not a partner.
Nope.
They then died due to unforeseen circumstances. Would it be wrong to rub one off over their grave and finish on their tombstone as a way to honor your promise to each other?
You just want
to
masturbate on your pen pal. Yeah, fuck that. That's wrong.
What do you mean pen pal?
They didn't do anything. I just assume it's pen pals.
Yeah, because I mean, is it considered rape at that point in time? It's not consensual. It's not rape,
but it should be something. Desecrated corpse, gravesite.
You raped that gravestone, sir.
I'd say, like, if you know you've been married for a hot while and shit happens, like, yeah, go fucking jerk off on their tombstone.
Yeah, whatever makes you feel better, yeah. I guess. But if it's somebody you've never fucked, no, that's just your friend. Yeah. I'm just going to assume it's your pen pal. You never really meet him.
Well, just because he hasn't fisted her doesn't mean, like, you know, they just didn't have, maybe they were huge into handies and fisting. We don't know.
If this guy is, like, actually considering this, yeah. Maybe he should just go see her.
Hey, buddy, say hi to Brad for us.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, hopefully you're going opposite directions, but, you know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
Yeah. And what do you say after
I was at a cemetery today. I didn't jerk off one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it because you're with your family?
I was just hanging out.
I've been there quite a few times. You know, I don't think I ever had an erection there.
Never.
You know, that'd be a weird place to get hard.
Man, I had sex in the cemetery, like, down the road.
Oh, where our dad is buried. Great. Yeah, and our grandparents.
I mean, it was that far back, but across the street.
Well, he wasn't there at the time.
Right, yeah, no.
My grandma probably was, though, so thanks for that.
Oh, I feel like that's, like, the super old side.
Well, she wasn't. She was.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Like, as I came, I was like, this one's for you, Sweet Sue. Yeah. You're disgusting. I can't believe how you've tarnished our grandmother's name on the show.
I haven't done shit.
You absolutely run it through the mud.
I did nothing.
Awful. So, I guess AMF from Daddy Mullins. I don't know.
Chris Mullins.
Yeah. I'm tuned.
I'm Yams.
Fuck yeah. We'll hold your beer.
I just picture somebody holding up a kid. Two pictures.
Hold up a kid. Yeah.
Picture of a kid in each hand, and they're looking at you, Chris, and they're like, both these kids got molested, and they hold up the picture of the boy, and you're like, yay! And the girl, and you're like, boo! Yay!
It would have been somebody who'd be like, no, they weren't.
Do what?
Only one of them.
Only one of them? Yeah, you can't molest
a boy. Listen, that's not what I was saying. It's very simple what I was saying. It's more fucked up that 11-year-old girl has an idea about dick size or has seen one, if not multiple, by then. That's more fucked up than an 11-year-old boy laughing at a dude that's trying to molest him because 11-year-old's dick is bigger than the molester's.
No, see,
that's what I was, Chris, picturing in my mind.
The molestation.
That's the funny story.
The molestation had already happened. They were in court.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Chris is saying it's more fucked up because it's a girl because she has now 2 points of reference.
At least.
To know that his was small.
Right.
So therefore she'd have to have an idea of what it was to compare it to, is what Chris is saying.
I don't think you need to
have... But he did it fucked up.
Hey, I don't think you have to have a direct comparison to know if something's small. Right?
Well, otherwise you have no context.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, look at that little thing. Oh, it's coming at me. Yeah. You know?
Cars coming. No, like, I don't know.
Cars come?
Cars come. That's your response? I don't know
what to say. What do you like, want to say? Yeah, your kid got molested, but cars come.
Like, you can, like, okay.
And also,
let's say,
I make them
she's
come.
A girl, right? She knows Lincolns exist, okay?
Okay.
But then there's, like, a two-door, like, Continental, you know? And then there's the fucking Navigator. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is how little girls different. Often process things. They're different types of Lincolns.
I mean, it works for me. You know? I'm just saying.
I do know. Yay! Boo!
Yeah. I'm just saying.
It's just a weird stance to have, that's all.
No, it's not!
You're like super pro something, so negative.
It's not true.
Oh, man.
Hey, for boy rape. Maybe for girl rape.
I say don't do any of it. That's my hot take.
That's my preferred method.
Yeah.
Unmolest the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can't unmolest them if they've already been.
Just don't.
It's a good stance. I've been living my whole life that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
It's definitely way more fucked up at being a girl, though.
No, it's just bad.
110%.
So you would, like, give that a harsher sentence?
No. No, it would be punished equally.
Okay. don't know if I believe you. Like, oh, the boy? Well, that we got to slap his wrist. Well, the boy
doesn't exist.
We got to slap his wrist.
The boy doesn't exist. That's the problem,
apparently,
dude.
That's naughty or whatever. The girl? Death sentence. Which, honestly, for pedophilia, they should probably just do that anyways.
Yeah.
Just fucking kill him. Who
cares? Oh, yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Basically, oh, man. All sex crimes.
There was a... you can buy these...
Made it in public?
What?
That's not a sex crime.
You can be on the registry for it.
Oh, yeah. It's a sex crime. Yeah. Fucking, who cares? Put them down.
Sometimes I gotta pee, bro.
It's really not that hard to avoid going on that registry, you know?
I piss outside my house all the time.
I do too, but you find the right angle, and if Dave sees my dick, RIP.
I just piss.
If Dave sees your dick, you've got issues.
Yeah, I know. Shit. Guys, my dick's haunted again. By a very old man. I knew it was him because I could hear the faint sounds of a lawnmower.
Yeah, and then your pubes are gone.
We should introduce that one chick to Dave.
The hairy chick.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, they're probably both.
That's old because she hasn't went by fucking Roseanne fucking Arnold in
a very long time. Two decades. No, it looked like it was out of a newspaper.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, there's something else I was going to say. What the fuck was it? Shit. It's going to be wicked funny, too. Oh, well. Two thumbs on the cider. It was great. It was gone too fast. Yeah, somebody's a little light on the pour.
What was up with the hot sauce?
It was gross. Zero thumbs.
Really?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Man, I'm going to go 2 and 2.
It's not staying here. It's either going in the trash or with one of you.
2 and 2.
You can split it. You can drink it off each other's bodies. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe.
Well, 2 and 1.5. He knows where his wallet's at least.
I never lost it. You know, I never lost a debit card.
You're better than
I never
than
lost
life.
A key. Nothing.
Oh, we played her the song last night.
Oh, she hadn't heard it yet?
No.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that I had it. Yeah. She just laughed and couldn't believe it. Huh?
Nothing. What? So I haven't missed any of that shit.
I left a phone on a train. I knew where it was. I just didn't care to go get it.
Yeah. Have you surprised anybody with the Yam song yet?
I think everybody's heard it.
Nice. That's probably still my favorite.
Yeah. It's by far the best.
The Werehorse one's pretty solid too, but it's whatever. It's not as epic. Nay. Well, what about you on the thumbs and shit?
I said 2 and 2.
2 on the cider, and I'm sticking with 1.5 on the fireball.
2 and 1.
1? Really?
I don't hate it or like it either one. It's just it. It's whatever.
So, it just gives you a little bit of heat, and then that cinnamon taste is just there.
It was only like $2.50 for the bottle.
I've had worse hot sauce. I've had better. So yeah.
I don't know about the worst, honestly.
If you mixed it in with shit like what you're cooking or something, it'd probably
be maybe I could see it maybe going well in a chili. Joe? Some people add cinnamon, anyways.
I like a sloppy Joe.
Yeah,
I wouldn't eat a sloppy Joe.
What?
They're gross.
I'll fucking chew my own hamburger.
Thank you very much. I'm an adult.
Not Ray fun. Has pictures of the sloppy Joe on his phone.
No, don't.
Mary posts. Yeah.
What?
It's on Joey.
No, okay, we'll wait till afterwards.
Did he get his asshole prolapsed or something?
No, just Mary likes to post pictures of him without his shirt on. It's weird.
Oh,
he has titties that go all the way around his body. I don't understand. Like, why would she do that to him? She mad at himself or something?
That poor motherfucker.
He said something last night to me on Xbox. I'm like, Joey, if you don't shut the fuck up with your uniboo, bro, like, it goes all the way around.
He does. How the fuck is his nickname not Sloppy Joe? I don't know. Like, Fat Joey's fine, I guess, but...
Isn't that bad? To be fair, I'm probably not much better, but I wouldn't take a picture.
Bro, there's no way. Like, yeah. I promise. Like,
it looks like he's wearing a bra.
Looks like his titties are bigger than mine. Yeah, there's a boobie. Yeah. There's a roll. There's another roll.
Yeah. I like to dimple on the elbow.
Yeah.
What did he do to piss her off?
Nothing. The baby was being like his dad. He was sitting there playing Xbox with him.
Oh, so in her mind, it was a cherished memory.
This is why I haven't accepted a friend request on Facebook in 10 years.
No?
Oh, God. I don't get on Facebook, so I'm good.
Nice.
There's more. Oh, wow.
Just there.
Look at that focus. He is
focused.
Trying to get a headshot on a zombie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does he hold onto the controller with all that cholesterol leaking out of his hands?
You gotta stop.
I'm kidding. His nickname's Fat Joey on the show. You should expect these things.
Yeah, it's very true.
True.
Yeah.